pretty overwhelming with the amount of people who are on their way to a stadium to watch you play. And I think that's what you do all the work all year for, you know, to play in that moment.
How's it going, everyone? Welcome back to Hashtag Spread the Sand Season 4. I'm your host, Dylan Thompson, and with me today is Ashley Triplett of the United States Women's Beach Soccer National Team. Ashley, how's it going?
Hey, good. How's it going with you?
Hey. So, very good. I'm super excited to have you on, not only because of who you are and the big things that you're doing for beach soccer as a whole, but also because you just got back from international duty. Literally on Sunday, and this is coming out on Friday, so like not even a week has gone by yet. How are you feeling, like, body wise? Are you rested? Are you still feeling it? Like, what's going on?
I'm exhausted. I actually don't know how Christy's on another trip right now, because I was fine when I was there. Maybe it's like, you know, the day job and the coaching, like being thrown back into real life, regular life, that has me worn out. But yeah, I'm just trying to get back to regular food, being on the go, trying to be on a computer all day instead of, you know, being in a team stretch or a team walk and just focusing on one thing and having a billion things. But it's an adjustment, but we're getting there.
When you all first arrived, you had kind of like the opportunity to start playing with each other, right? Like, typically there's a camp on the front end, but for this specific trip, y'all got there, I want to say like 4 or so days out ahead, and then got to kind of get in some training pieces. How is that? So when you're first getting in there, I imagine it's similar in terms of you're tired, you just traveled, and then now you're in a new spot with a new time zone. How was the initial travel for that?
Yeah, I mean, travel is definitely shorter than Russia, but you get there, and having the camp was amazing before, you know, having the sessions to really get comfortable. I think we all kind of felt the same way, where probably a day before games started, the other team started to arrive, and we were just so thrilled that we were used to, like, our house and our rooms and the temperature. I don't ever think Janae and I actually got that quite right, but, you know, where we were sleeping and the routine of what time to wake up and what time is lunch and when do you need treatment, and getting used to the heat. So being able to have training sessions out in the heat to get used to was fantastic. So I'm happy they gave us those days before, and just to get comfortable with each other, you know, especially me and Tori coming in and getting in a groove with the girls out in Cali, you know, that really helped us get a good flow going and just get used to each other.
How were the training sessions? Like, what did you feel the most important aspect of what y'all were focusing on during those was?
I feel like the most important thing that we worked on was just working together and how we communicate, who's communicating when, so we're not talking over each other. We're, you know, we had to come through having a balance of, am I communicating enough, loudly enough? Is this person, you know, talking over me? It's just getting in a rhythm with your group and knowing, okay, here's how we play, here's what Ash is going to do, here's what Vanessa's going to do, here's how Allie likes to play. So getting that time together was key. Just to get familiar with reading each other. You know, I can tell when someone takes a step forward, are they going to go or are they going to stay? So you just get comfortable there. But the sessions, we just had to get used to the heat. Like, I literally ate an electrolyte tablet. Like, halfway through a session, I was like, hold on, I need some electrolytes. And they're like, here's the water. And I was like, no, I'm just going to eat this. So heat was no joke. It was like 3 p.m. here in Virginia, in mid-July, like, can't breathe, hot sand, oh, you know, guys are standing in the stadium watering where you're standing in your drill. And so then the ball comes and just hits flat sand and rolls out. And you're like, oh, okay, yep. So a lot to get used to, honestly. But, you know, we did it together, and the confidence of our coaches always helps. So.
And so before we get into the games, I did want to touch on a little bit. There were some personnel shifts, like, last second, right? I think from what – and I'll let you speak more to this. I know that Mel originally had gotten there, and then Mel had gotten flown out. And then I know that it was awesome that Morgan and Fuda got to work together with you all prior to the first competition, but then it looked like Morgan maybe had something that was calling her that she needed to step out for. So how were those two kind of changes, and how were you all able to kind of focus in? Because when those things happen, you kind of got to rework where your head's at come competition time.
No, what's really funny about that is I got a lot of questions when I got back just from teammates. Trey asked me as well, and you're asking me now about like, oh my gosh, what happened? It looked like so-and-so went here and so-and-so went here from the outside in, but from the inside out, there was not even like, there was not one feather ruffled. Not anyone was confused. Not anyone was worried or in fear. And I think I give all the kudos to the coaches for that. You know, there's a game plan and we stick to it, and things are so clear and we are so comfortable because of that clarity coming from them and that trust in us and each other, that it was like, we were so sad and surprised to see Mel go, you know, and she was in our house. So we're like, no girl, like, don't leave. We like enjoy your presence, but we have Christy there and she was working the exact same drills and the exact same sessions. And so it was just such an easy transition, honestly. So from the inside out, no worries. Same game plan, same tactics, same energy. And we rolled with it. I think we did fine.
3-0, and then also winning the event is decent, right? Like, yeah. No, 100%. It sounds like ultimately going into it, the coaches, you know, laid out the game plan, like you said, and then, you know, everybody just kept the track, which is the mentality you need, right? The team culture, being able to support each other. And there was nothing but love for Mel all over the place, even when she had to make her exit to go report for duty for the San Diego Wave, right? That was that was ultimately what ended up happening. So we have a beach soccer baller who's playing pro down in San Diego, and she needed to step away. So unfortunate. We would love to see her on the sand, but as you mentioned, Christy obviously held it down well, and y'all executed. Yeah. So getting into the competitions, U.S. has played Bahamas and El Salvador before, but Argentina was one of the newer teams. And to be honest, the entire team, the players probably, you know, there might be times where some of the players haven't even played the other two teams, Bahamas and El Salvador. So talk to me kind of how that game against Argentina was, seeing some new faces that maybe you haven't seen before, and how you all approach that game.
I think we approach every game, like, look, big, super huge kudos to the coaches, because like Morgan and Ryan, I don't think I've ever left a room I've been in with them and been unclear in like my job or the team's role or the team objectives. Like, you leave a room, you come into a meeting room before a game and you're like, oh my gosh, I watched El Salvador play last night and I watched Argentina, and like, whew, like, I don't want to mark that girl. You know, she looked like she was cutting and it looked like a fast paced game. They looked like they were going in at each other hard. Like, we got to be ready. And you come out of the meeting with the objectives and the team is so ready that you're like, oh, I am so calm and comfortable. Like, we got this, you know? So you have to take it day by day and match by match. Argentina, from my perspective, we didn't have game film on them. We didn't know who they were. You know, we did some Instagram stalking and I think they do a lot of futsal. So we knew they would probably play fast, and more or less just sticking to our game plan and trying to execute what we do best was key for that game. Bahamas, we had passed their coach and she was like, hey, be on the lookout. We got some new players. It's a brand new team. We got a bunch of young girls. And so we're like, you know, all us old ladies are like, oh, okay, you know, they're going to be fast more than likely. So again, just trying to stick to the game plan. And, you know, as these teams come at you fast, try to stay in your game plan is really the hardest part. And then El Salvador is the home country, so we knew that energy of the crowd was going to just fuel them, but probably fuel us even more. And so we just had to use that to our advantage and literally stick to the, you know, four objectives that the coaches give us. And I don't know if that answers your question, but that's just how we felt, honestly, really comfortable.
Yeah, I think in beach especially, you keep to your game plan, and if you execute well, then maybe it doesn't necessarily matter who you're playing, right? In terms of, as long as you are cohesive and playing well together, and then you can obviously shift as things come in game, but that's what the coach's job's for, right? So totally hear you on that front. I did want to ask you, in terms of the atmosphere, like you'd mentioned, how does that compare to Russia, when you were in Russia?
Russia Stadium was huge, and I think it's just being in the different countries and really being immersed in their environments. And in Russia, we were very much to our hotel room, to the stadium to train, to our hotel room, to the stadium to train. So it was very, I don't want to say uptight is the word, but it was very laser focused.
Sure.
And beach is a very free sport, right? So here, I think the stadium just felt like closer. And so the music was louder. The fans were dancing and just really into the game. And there is, I mean, I will sit with the memory of standing in the middle of the stadium and their national anthem is playing and every single person in the stadium is singing it. And you're just standing there like about to start a game against everyone, you know, and it's just a really incredible feeling. But I don't know, I think being, you know, under the palm trees and training on the beach, we just had this really comfortable, free energy. And being in El Salvador, like when we got off the plane and got our gear, Danielle and I were standing like out waiting because it was too close to pick up the gear off of the like luggage, whatever. And so Danielle and I are like, well, we'll just stand out here and collect the gear as you guys get it off the thing. And while we're standing there, people from like customs and like TSA are coming over like, can we take your photo? Thank you for coming to my country. Like, thank you for being here. And we're like, okay. And then, you know, walking through the airport, it's like, hi, are you coming here to play soccer? We're so excited. Let's take your picture. And on the way to that last game, there was miles of cars filled with six people, nine people in cars sticking their hands out like, hey, USA, like the energy is it was unreal. I can't even explain it. So you're just excited to play. And I think when Kylie took her free kick, I'm totally speaking for her, but she went to take her free kick and she scored it. It was a banger. And she was like, I wasn't going to shoot it, guys. I was going to cross it because I was so far back. But someone in the stands yelled down at her, we believe in you. And she's like, oh, I got to shoot it now. And so exactly. I don't even know if I told you that. Yeah. And I was like, Kylie, I was like, and you scored it. Like you gave them that. You like, they believed in you and like you like fulfilled their dreams. Like you did that, you know, but we're playing, you know, in a tournament against their people, but their people are still like, go USA. Like we believe in you. It's just, that fuels you, you know? So there's really honestly nothing like it. And I think that's why we left with so much energy still, you know?
That just gets me stoked just to hear that because y'all deserve that. Like beach soccer players in general, but like y'all deserve that to go down a strip on the way to the stadium where people are getting pumped. They're like banging on their cars, probably like cheering you on as you're driving by. And then, I mean, I've seen the videos too on my feed where y'all are cheering the fans and they are cheering right back to you even after the game, right? Like y'all just swept the event and they're still like just pumped that you're there. So that's the kind of environment that I would only imagine is the one that really just makes you proud to not only represent your country, but just to play the game. And the fact that Kylie story is amazing, right? Like a fan from down and yelling down to you and then you following through on that. I can't even imagine.
I know, it's amazing. I mean, you see Instagram posts and the Bahamas team is like sharing like the video of when we hop over the thing and we all huddle and like Ryan jumps on us and we're having our like moment of, yes, we finally did it. And the Bahamas team had videoed that and they're hashtagging my girls, like my family, like they're replying back to us saying it was an honor to play against you. I mean, they're a national team. It's an honor to play against them. It's an honor to have a team to play against on that level as well. You know, they're getting better too. They challenged us. They made us problem solve. So it's a really beautiful game if you think about that perspective.
And the beautiful game comes with beautiful goals scored. And then, so before we round off the event, you're already laughing. We have to talk about it. So definitely don't downplay by any means, but I think it's my understanding you scored your first international goal. And I don't actually recall what the goal was like. So if you could provide in detail how that was and what your feeling was, that'd be great.
Gosh, I don't remember either. I think it was on Instagram. No, I'm just kidding. What a sweet moment. I mean, I really wanted a goal, yes, but you come into an event like this and you're like, yes, I want my goal. I want my moment. But however, like more importantly is connecting with my teammates, you know? So if your goal comes and your opportunity comes, like fantastic. And I was really happy it did. It was a great pass from Allie. And I told the girls, I was like, if you guys get tired of me trying to bike it, like, let me know. You know, it's my, like, if the ball's behind me, I just, like, naturally want to get it up and go. And their trust in telling me, keep doing it. Like, just go for it. And the coaches to, like, literally Ryan was like, just do it. Like, just go for it. For all the people around you in that environment to tell you to do that and to encourage you to keep trying. And then for it to happen was really awesome. And to be able to do the bike celebration that we practiced over and over again was like, yes. Like, we were like, okay, wait, if someone else scores a bike, do we do the bike again? And everyone's like, yeah, give the fans what they want. Of course we do the bike again. So we still practiced it.
Y'all mobilized so quickly after you scored that goal. It was like kind of insane how quick, like, I think Allie dropped down and put her hands up immediately. And it was like, everybody ran over. And then you were obviously riding the bike. That was perfectly like theatrical. It was amazing. Like that was, and like, then the photos you saw afterwards, the photos of you all in that moment were just, I mean, that's a reason why this game is so great.
Yeah, that was really cool. We were like, I think Lauren after was like, hey, and we didn't get a yellow card. So like, that's a thing. So like, let's keep the celebrations coming. And if that's what excites people about the game and goals, like, and they start watching US Soccer E&T more, like, yes, okay. But hey, full credit to, like, you know, Allie and Janae and Kylie and Tori, everyone at dinner. Cause it was like, we'd be eating dinner and it's like, okay, somebody scored, everyone in position. And so like, we hop up from our chairs and go try it. This the fun teamwork, silly part of it that really, like, you know, still brings you together.
What was your favorite part of the trip, if we haven't mentioned already before we close out?
So many good parts of the trip. I mean, we did so many things. We got to do a boat ride, which is really relaxing, and it really put you like into the culture of what was around you. It really made you appreciate, you know, where you were and who you were with. I like that the ride on the way to the last game that you're there was pretty overwhelming with the amount of people who are on their way to a stadium to watch you play. And I think that's what you do all the work all year for, you know, to play in that moment. So yeah, that was great. And I mean, like, my goal was cool, but I really have watched more replays on Allie's goal in the last game, that pass across her goal and Kylie making the run, because I'm like, okay, we did what our coaches asked us to do. We got the play down. So yeah, I mean, everything was incredible. It was a really, really, really great journey, really great trip.
I am beyond pumped to see where this win and the recognition that y'all deserve kind of takes the program, because I think that's something that allows, you know, U.S. as a whole, but the women's program in particular, for more opportunities to come, right? If y'all are continuing to win events, if y'all continuing to make headlines, do sick goal celebrations, all those good things, attracting recognition in the right ways, there's no reason why, obviously, you shouldn't continue to be supported. So looking forward to more opportunities to cheer y'all on. I know that a lot of people are, especially all the fans in El Salvador, I'm sure. So super pumped on that. I do want to pivot a little bit to what y'all are doing in beach soccer in VB. Just touching base on, there's a league going on, and you all also had the opportunity to partner and kind of help run the tournament, the sand soccer tournament that occurs before the North American Sand Soccer Championships. In my experience, this has been a tournament that's been a great opportunity for teams to get ready for the competition that follows. But also, you know, any extra tournaments that get more people on the sand are amazing. So I'd like to talk about the partnership first, actually, if y'all don't mind. In terms of the partnership, kind of how did that come about? You all have obviously been super in it in the beach soccer community for a while. So I'd imagine I just want to give you the floor to kind of talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, that was such a cool thing that kind of fell in our laps. I don't want to say fell in our laps, like the opportunity did, but it comes with a lot of work that we've done, right? So we really just got a message from the guys who ran the tournament before, and they were like, hey, we love your Instagram presence. We see that you're really into beach soccer kind of all year round, and we want to see if you're interested in running the tournament from now on. So this tournament started, shout out to Steven, because he's the one that's really handing this over to us, Shaka Boys 757. he reached out and was just like, you know, asked us if we were interested. And so we kind of set up a meeting, Tina and I did. We went to Buckrow Beach to go walk the beach and really get all the details. And they've been great. They were so open with, you know, everything good, negative, hard, difficult, fantastic about the event. They really just don't have the manpower to run it anymore. You know, they started that tournament because their kids were playing sand soccer. There's opportunity on the beach over there to do it, and their kids are growing out of it. And it really does take manpower to run it, right? Behind the scenes, setting up fields, admin stuff, emails, registration, all that. So we thought about it. We talked to the rest of the Beach Soccer VB girls about it, and they were super pumped and really willing to help out. We had a meeting last night, and everyone's really like begging for a piece to own and to help, and for them to give their time and energy to, you know, all these youth who could show up and play soccer is fantastic. So, I mean, we'll eventually take it over, and we'll have equipment, and we'll have goals, and we'll have nets, and we'll get hopefully 60 to 80 teams registered, youth teams, some high school teams. We're going to try for a men's division and run it June 4th and 5th weekend, and hire referees and do some sponsors and make it a good prep for, like you said, North American weekend.
They chose the right people, in my opinion. Y'all are so enthusiastic about it. Y'all will put 100% effort into it. The new logo is really sweet too. I was a huge fan of the new logo. So all good things, seriously.
Thank you. I worked hard on them.
You did that?
Yeah, I did Beach Soccer VB logo. Hi, in my free time, I do graphic design. I don't have any free time. Yeah, I did that, and I did the logo with the shark. So I figured the kids would like it.
The logo was sick. It definitely added y'all's flair from Beach Soccer VB, but then the shark too. I thought that was super dope. So that's awesome. They obviously chose the right people for that. And I want to talk about the league too. So y'all have this partnership. You're running an event the weekend before arguably one of the busiest weekends in the country for beach soccer, while also getting ready to play. You still have your club team that's itching to go. And so talk to me about the league and kind of how you all maybe wanted to do that at first. And, you know, what is that looking like?
We had this vision when Beach Soccer VB was started a few years ago. We had this vision. Look, this all started Beach Soccer VB because we needed to play more games, right? Backtrack a few years. We were doing practices. We're doing all this juggling and trying to get technical. But you can be as technical as you want and get into a game and really not have a chance to try it. You know, we would have just a few people show up to practice. Everyone has day jobs. And it was like, we need to create an environment where people can play more and want to play more, right? We needed to find more players and play more games. So we had this master plan to have a team, have another team to give people, you know, a patch to wear, something to own, and then create an environment that was organized that they could show up and play games. And it was supposed to come out in April 2020. I think 2020, however long we've been in this pandemic, I'm not sure. And it got squashed because down at the city, you couldn't have a certain amount of people on the beach at a time with COVID. So we had to kind of put it on the back burner. And so we started doing like free soccer Saturdays way down the north end to just continue training and continue games. So, yeah, I mean, Tina and I, you know, and some other people were paying referees out of pocket to keep it professional and keep it organized. You know, Trey is sitting next to me, but he was doing field setup and line setup and carrying, you know, goals back and forth. I mean, all the girls were. And so after kind of our free soccer stuff ended, somebody out of practice was like, hey, did you hear, you know, Backyard Sports is doing a soccer league? And of course we're like, huh, what? How do we not know about this? You know, how do we not know about this soccer league that's happening? What do you mean a soccer league? How do we get in? And I think Tina knew one of the guys from a friend, one of her really good friends. They went to school together. And so she was like, shoot, I'm just going to send a text and ask. And we had a lunch meeting, and they were kind of like, yeah, we're just a social, recreational, sports, everything. Backyard sports is dodgeball, wiffle ball, sand, football. I mean, every kind of sport you can imagine. And they were like, we're just going to add soccer in and see if some of the players who are playing wiffle ball want to go over and play soccer. And so we were kind of like, hey, you know, is there room for us to join you and assist and help with equipment or setup or registration or expertise and get our players involved with your new players? And they were all in. So, you know, big shout out to them kind of letting us take it and run with it. But it's given us, again, that organized setup game day with almost everyone who's here has an opportunity to play. You know, men are out. We've got a whole new team of girls who have come out, and they're just like one of the girls is like, oh, what is that? That's a bicycle kick? Oh my gosh. Okay, well, I'm doing one of those before the league's over. It's just so sweet to have these new people. But again, you know, we've been inside training at TVA and the volleyball courts for so long that to get out and stretch our legs, that some of these new girls are like, oh, okay, yeah, I see what you guys mean. There is more space over here, and this is the tactical formation. So it's awesome, and I hope that it continues. And, you know, there's room in the fall after North American, still warm here, to get another league in, fingers crossed. Keep people playing, keep people talking about beach soccer longer than, you know, one or two weekends.
All props to you all as an organization for making these connections. I want to ask you this because I think that you will articulate this well. What do you think makes a good organization that also makes it easy for these connections to be made, right? Like, it almost seems like you all have a really good eye for finding maybe a niche or a need and then reaching out and kind of making those relationships and fostering them and all that good stuff. What do you kind of attribute that to for you all that makes it easier to get behind you all?
Okay, I would say for me, the first word that comes to mind is transparency. I feel like we've been so open with here's who we are, here's like what we want to do. And that's allowed us to ask anyone any questions, right? Like, hey, do you want to join? Here's who we are, here's what we're about. What are you about? How can we make it work together? So just being clear and open externally with those, you know, new partnerships we're trying to build, but also internally with the girls who are literally putting the work in on the sand, or, you know, the players who are asking to give up more time to help us run something else that we've gotten ourselves into because of asking those questions. So really just being open and clear and asking and being flexible. I think that's really just gotten us really far. I think we still think there's room for like more opportunity. You know, there could be more. So we still battle with ourselves on, you know, what are we not saying or what more can we do to get more people out or more things. I don't know, but I guess, yeah.
So that's, I think, a beautiful answer. And it's obviously gotten y'all really far. And I, hearing that, get excited to see what else you all end up doing. And obviously, I always say this too, still a little bit peeved that when I leave Virginia, all this cool stuff is happening. But no big deal. You know, I still come home occasionally and get to see it firsthand. But the last thing I want to kind of close out on is what you all are excited about coming up. Your community has grown substantially. New people are starting to play. Like, what are you all excited about coming up for the club and the players that are playing?
I'm so excited to get these new players, actually to get all of our teams and all of our players, if I could put it in a picture form, in a uniform, all together, the Friday before North American Sand Soccer Championships, running the kids clinic. I feel like that is like everything has come together like full circle, right? Where we've got new players in kits with patches, they're trained, they're excited to play in their first game if it's their first game on a pro stage, they're giving back to their community. We've got people who were playing in our league who we found and are now on our men's and women's teams that are giving back to the kids. The kids are in the stands wearing our jerseys that we're wearing on the field. I think that is like the dream, like come true. So, yeah. And then winning.
And then winning. Also winning.
Always winning. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
I am super pumped and honored to be a part of the men's team that's playing with for Beats RBB in the North American Sand Soccer Championships. I've been talking back and forth with Trey, and he gets me motivated, inspired, ready to go type deal. And again, I'm just excited to play and represent you all. And we got a good group, and I'm just excited about it. So, like, I've said excited like a million times this podcast. That might just be the title. But yeah, I cannot wait to get back to Virginia. And then, of course, just hear about all the good things that are going on and be able to see it firsthand and obviously meet people and hear how their first games went. All that stuff is just, you know, those are the moments that make us happy when it comes to the sport. So Ashley and Trey, I appreciate you taking the time to sit and chat with me. Ashley, I hope that the jet lag starts to settle and you get to chill this weekend. but I know that you also coach too and do all these things. So you'll be getting after, but again, I appreciate you. And again, amazing job in El Salvador. And I will see you in Virginia, I think, next.
Yeah. Hey, thank you so much for having us. I want the people to know that like this takes all of us. It takes the entire, you know, staff in El Salvador. Like Brittany and Dan and Ben, they wear multiple hats. They're not just, you know, the doctor and equipment manager. They're setting out cones. They're taking our photo. You know, they're checking on us and doing our grocery shopping and bringing us waters. Like it takes you spreading the sand literally and sharing and playing and connecting. It takes, you know, our husbands and our families to set up equipment while we're working our day jobs and to be prepped. And it takes the people who weren't on the team this time to share it and love it and encourage us and get us motivated, you know? So I want everyone to keep sharing and keep staying connected, because it is only everything that makes all this grow.
Ashley, thank you. And see you soon.
Thank you.